Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, let us finish up that second foundational truth, the natural man versus the new creation, as we finish up the new creation and the move into salvation and eternal life. In the new creation, we have discussed how God does not just eradicate or purge out the existence of our old nature. Oh, no. Rather, the old nature is passed over. That's what it says in the Greek. Now, listen closely, and please pay attention. As far as incorporation into the new creature, and despite the continuing presence of the old nature, the believer is joined to the Lord in spirit. Let me say that again. Despite the continuing presence of the old nature, the believer is joined to the Lord in spirit. Now, do not ask me to explain it. Oh no, it is far beyond me. It is a God thing, God's ways. So we just accept it by faith. And we just drive on. It is like in Ephesians 2:22 when Paul writes, "In whom ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit." Why in the world would God, who has the heavens and the earth, the entire galaxy after galaxy, and He is building us together for an eternal habitation for God through the Spirit? Well, why would God want to live in us? But He does. It is beyond me. He wants to live in us as His eternal home. I cannot explain it. You know, another way to say this is that instead of subtracting the old nature, Jesus Christ is adding into the believer through a resurrection union. Now that is a bit mechanical, and it could be misunderstood, but we do need to understand that believers continue to carry both the old and the new nature. Let me say that again. Believers continue to carry the old and new nature. Now, there are some teaching around today that says that, our life is exchanged for the new life. Let me say that again. The old life is exchanged for the new life. Well, I have to say mule muffins to that. That is completely an error. It is another way of saying that the old nature is completely eliminated in favor of the new. But indeed, the presence of Christ within will expose that old nature, that is for sure. But the question I have is, do Christians sin? Well, the Bible is very clear. If you are born from above, in this age you will carry two natures that are contrary to each other. And yes, it is possible to sin, but thank God for His grace and His forgiveness. You know, the real issue is not do we sin or not, but do we allow God to work in our lives? The man is focused on sin, but God is focused on our heart, loving Him. Jesus has dealt with the sin issue, and the more we go towards Jesus, the less the sin issue is to become a part of our life. That is what salvation and eternal life is, my friend. That is what it's all about. Once we see that the believer is joined to the Lord and made one spirit with Him, we can easily see how a person is saved. They are saved not because their sins are forgiven. Now listen, and yes, they are, but because they have been joined to the One who is life. Paul says, "Christ our life," in Colossians 3 and 4. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," in John 14 and 6. Obviously, we are made one in spirit with life Himself, and that would be Jesus. And we're going to be alive with His life, alive in Him. Oh, my friend, I hope you're getting this. And most of the Christians in Christendom do not understand this point and focus on sinning or not sinning, working for salvation instead of becoming the work of God. Paul tells us in Ephesians 2:10, "For we are the workmanship of God." Boy, I like that. We are the workmanship of God. Not our church, not our denominations, not all of the programs, the fish fries, the bake sales, the suppers and the breakfast that we consume. Oh, no. not even the money and support to help feed the poor and the homeless, but those in prison and all of that stuff. Oh no, my friend. We, you and I, are the workmanship of God. He is working on us through His dealings and His judgments in our life. You know, like the Kitty song says, He is still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Wow. What this means is God does not give us a thing called salvation. Oh no. God gives us Christ Himself. And the moment that we are joined to Him in spirit, He is our salvation. It also means that salvation is not merely a legislative classification. Oh no. It is not a ticket to heaven or fire insurance. Oh no. Salvation is Christ and Christ alone in us. So what we see is that a person who is otherwise spiritually dead is joined to the Lord Jesus Christ and made alive in Him. Christ gives us the life out from Himself. From that point on, Christ is our life, and in Him, and in Him is all that God has for us and for all humanity. What we also see is the clear separation between the old man in us and the new creature in Christ Jesus, and what comes after that spiritual union. The old creature, some would say creation, but I like that word creature, is not transformed into a new creature in this age. Oh no. The believer carries both natures. We carry the nature of Adam and the nature of Christ in us. But we are united with Christ so that the old nature should dry up and have less and less influence in our life if we are walking with the Lord as He intends. One is of a natural birth and the other is of a spiritual birth through Jesus Christ, who is our salvation. You know, I hear Christians talk about the anointing and that anointing. Oh no, my friend. Just like Christ is our salvation, Christ is our anointing. Let me say that again. Christ is our anointing. In 2 Corinthians 1:21, Paul writes, "Now he, God, which has established us with you in Christ, where? In Christ, have anointed us in God." The anointing in Christ, one nature is of this world, and the other thing is of the world, is of Christ. Things we are not to love, like 1 John 2:15 warns us, "Love not this world and the things in it." And the other is of God, as we are in that union with Christ. The Christian life is a matter of denying the old nature, the old creature of lust and fleshly desires, and abiding in Christ by faith as we allow Him free reign in His dealings and judgments in us, which is our life. Next week we will start the third of the four foundational truths. And that is Christ manifested. Wow, Christ manifest. Boy, I like that. Christ manifested. This has been David Stahl, hoping that you have a tremendous week and that the Lord is working in your life here early in 2024, and that the Spirit of the Lord has gone with you, and the revelation knowledge of God and who He is to us is coming alive in your life, and it's just He's just able to penetrate so much of the darkness that we've allowed to establish through years of traditions and man's religion and churches and denominationism and stuff like that. That is not what God wants us to know. God wants us to know that He loves us. He loves us very much. And He wants us to know that we have two natures. And if we sin, that old nature is alive. And if we feed that old nature, then that old nature will come alive. And it will grow stronger and stronger. And we will sin. But that's not God's intention. God's intention is for us to go toward Jesus Christ. And so that spiritual nature will grow and grow. And that old nature, that fleshly desired man nature will die off. And we can just continue to walk with Him. You know, the more that we walk and go toward the Lord, the more the Lord will be able to use us in our lives. God bless. Have a tremendous week, and look forward to you guys tuning in next week. God bless. Bye.